The earthquake that shook the Indonesian island of Java caused a landslide in the village of Cikankarang, burying 13 homes and the people who were inside. Arifin, a retired teacher, lost most of his family.
Berdoa kepada Allah, semoga mereka ada dalam lindungan.
He says he can only pray that they will be in a better place. This village in the Cianjur district has reported the highest number of earthquake deaths, and the toll is likely to rise. Rescue efforts are underway. Bulldozers work to remove tons of dirt, rocks and trees. And soldiers using shovels and sticks are both searching for survivors and recovering the dead. Didi Yusuf, the vice governor of West Java, is coordinating rescue efforts.
Our main concern is to rescue as much as people that we can get. And then afterward, then we can manage for the reconstruction.
In addition to scores of casualties and the hundreds of wounded, the earthquake damaged thousands of houses, schools, and buildings in the country. The earthquake, which occurred just off the southern Java coast, shook tall buildings in the city of Jakarta, 190 kilometers to the north, but caused little damage. Rural towns and villages to the south were hit hardest. In the town Tasikmalaya, 115 kilometers from the epicenter of the quake, 500 houses were destroyed, leaving about 2,000 homeless. In the village of Sukanagara, which has a population of 30,000, one person died and 198 houses were damaged. While Indonesia is prone to frequent seismic activity, Sukanagara official Firman Adi says, for his small village, an earthquake of this magnitude is a rare occurrence. He says this was big for them. It never happened there in 20 years. Tents have been erected in the affected areas for the over 5,000 people in need of temporary housing. Assistance, including food, water, and medicine, is beginning to arrive. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.